This episode is sponsored by Hulu. The reality queen herself, Lisa Vanderpump, has a new home on Hulu and has teamed up with them to bring you the newest, most exciting reality series yet, Vanderpump Villa. In an escape to the French countryside, Lisa and her staff work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. The series offers first-class luxury with world-class drama. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, presented by Betches Media. This is an exploration of all pop culture. From the classic reality TV moments of the past and present, to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. We're looking at you, Tom Sandoval. I'm trying to be a better person, to become a better person, to learn from this scenario. You know, and if weeks, months, years, decades from now, she ever needs me, I'll always be there for her. She could call me any fucking time. You know, if Ariana's like, ring, ring, what's up, dude? What's up, Ariana? Can I have laxative pills? Of course, I was expecting this call. Totally, dude, totally. And Schwartz is like, it'll probably be decades. What scenario will Ariana need to, like, this just feels like another thing that sounds good. It just sounds good. But in what world would Ariana need Sandoval at this point? You know, like, she needed somebody, like a trusted person. Even if you want to, like, minimize their 9-year relationship to just friends and people that live together, that still was a huge piece of trust that was broken where she would never need him again. So also, it's great because we get a commercial for Ariana hosting Love Island. She's going to Fiji soon, you guys. June 11th. It is coming up. We spin on over to Treasure Island for Kyle Chan's whiskey launch party. This guy does it all. Sandoval is finishing the stage setup. What's up, dude? I'm doing all the sound. I'm sound teching everything, dude. I'm doing this for Sheena, dude. The song with the 27th. Sheena and Brock arrive, and Tom is like, hey, dude, do you have another XLR code? Cord? I think this is like Daft Punk. It's like Coachella in here. Sheena's like, hey, you look handsome. And Kyle's like, I think Tom is running around. And Sheena meets Hassan, Sandoval's sound guy. And Hassan's like, here's number one. And Sheena's like, you do all the sound for his band? And he's like, yeah, I do all the sound for his band. I'm a professional engineer. Like, yeah, Tom pays me way more than I deserve. She's like, but you paid for him to be out here, Tom? And Sam was like, yeah, just for this show? And Sam was like, yeah, dude, I do want to point out for Kyle Chan's whiskey launch party. Sheena's like, wait, what? Sandoval just stands there and gives this proudest smile. Like, yeah, dude, my money's green. She's like, thank you very much, Tom. I really appreciate that. Yeah, of course. My pleasure. Sheena and I talking head goes, this is the person I remember. The person that pays for things. He's my friend who does these type of things for people when they don't even ask. And it's so genuine. And that's what made this whole fallout so hard. Because I do remember who he was to me for 15 years. I almost feel like, let him be friends. You don't need to keep telling, like, we get it. And also, I will say, you know, like I said, Tom really does do these things. But also, Tom does these things on the show. Remember how he paid for most of Richella for DJ James Kennedy's engagement to his future lover, Rachel Levis? He did all of those things. But even he said, and in this interview with Tom I did a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, God, it's been that long. He even said, like, listen, it's for them, but it's also for the show. Cause he's like, I want the show to be awesome. I pictured the fireworks and how cool it would look on screen. It's another time where he kind of edits these things in his head. So part of it's a good friend, but part of it's like trying to create these big moments for television. Sheena goes, awesome. Well, thank you for being here. Sheena finishes in a talking head, but that's just me making it about me. And I know Sheena's kind of being like wink to the camera and LOL, you guys, I hear what everybody's saying. But at the same time, yeah, you've turned this year of storylines about Ariana and Tom. You have put yourself really very close to all of the action. And I don't think that's false. I think Sheena really, really believes that. But this season has become about one person that wants nothing to do with Sandoval ever again, and one person that is willing to make a lot of it about Sandoval and really try to reiterate what this show was essentially about, which was quote unquote friendships. So Sheena is like leaning into all of these things. It's just going to be interesting to see where we go from here. Sandoval puts his arm around Sheena. He's like, oh, I'm going to get changed, dude. Going to go put my cool outfit on. And she's like, I'm going to go have one drink. Katie, Lala, and Schwartz arrive. And Schwartz is like, are we on an island right now? It doesn't feel like we're on an island. They show an aerial view of pretty much an island with structures and a few trees on it. And Katie's like, yeah, we're on an island. Lala's like, we're on an island. And Brock's like, hey, guys, right this way. And Schwartz to Brock is like, your pants are sick, dude. Brock, he's wearing like this gold type pattern on black trousers. Very flashy. Brock, did you catch Brock's dancing throughout the entire episode? That's like MC Hammer reborn. There's a lot of people already at the event, a lot of cameras flashing pictures. The place looks kind of cool. Sheena, Katie, Allie, and Lala get their picture taken. DJ James Kennedy is wearing all black with a gold bow tie. He's taking a picture with Allie, and he's like, what side would you like, Allie Bally? They get their photo snapped in the step and repeat in front of the Gold Bar Distillery white paper wallpaper. We see Tom with T, that girl, and Billy Lee. Hassan, the sound engineer, to Sheena is like, I say we could just do a rough line check, just make sure stuff's coming out, and then we're pretty much ready to go. And Sheena's like, okay. The band, the 27s, are getting their instruments ready. Sheena's doing her sound check, and Sheena's on the mic. She's like, hey, who's feeling good as gold tonight? Good as gold tonight? Good as gold tonight? Sheena and I are talking. That goes, this is the first time performing not solo. I have a full band of dudes behind me. Sheena, the alley, says, you look gorgeous. That dress is perfect. They're all sitting in this black sofa lounge area. Sheena continues in a talking head. I'm used to performing on top of a bar after a couple of tequila shots. And then we do like the whole, I'll open Pandora's box for you. We flash back to 2013 when she's just doing that on the Sur bar top. Stassi's in the crowd dancing. We see Mike Shea, rest in peace. Sheena finishes in a talking head. She's like, this is like a big deal. I do say I have the soft spot, like I've seen Sheena perform on bars before, and that really was her thing. She was ready to throw down at a moment's notice. It is weird to think, and I don't know if I necessarily believe that she's never done a sound check, because she even performed at BravoCon in New York a couple of years ago, and that was on a big stage that I imagine they did some sort of sound check for. But Sheena, I will say, in these moments is a professional. She is one of those people that you throw something at her and you can tell she loves it. She loves it, loves it, loves it. And I do like the fact that she, you know, is like, this is a big deal. Like, I don't know. It just speaks to that thing of us all wanting to be stars in a way, and the life of a performer or an actor, and just trying to like make every little opportunity something. We see a black Lexus drive up. Dan helps Ariana out of the car. Both are dressed, really good looking couple. Still fascinated with Dan's hair in this. They go inside to find the group in the lounge seating area. Everybody's like, oh my God, you look great. You look great. Ariana kisses them both hello. And Ariana lets us know that she has a sty coming on, which I think is the physical representation of Scandival. And Sheena's like, I don't have any breast milk left. And Ariana's like, oh my God, that's right. And Dan's like, that's such a mom thing to know. Okay. Allie is sitting on James's lap and he gives her a kiss. He's like, stop being so freaking cute, Allie Bally. Do you want to go check out the sunset before it goes down? She's like, yeah, let me whisk you away, Allie Bally. And they go outside and James is like, it's beautiful, isn't it? It's been such a nice weekend with everybody. And then Allie goes, it's been so fun, but I miss hippies so much and the cats. And it's like, well, like, where did this happen? Like, all of a sudden you miss hippie? Like, hippie as really, and it really does kind of really go against the narrative that Rachel put out in her Rachel Goes Rogue podcast about how bad of a dog dad DJ James Kennedy was. And it seems like, I mean, just to go by these little scenes that we see of hippie, that hippie is doing good. I mean, just by what we see on the show. So I'm curious. I mean, like, there are two sides to every story, but it is interesting after hearing Rachel's and then seeing the, you know, physical representation of it actually happening. It's very different, but I just love that Allie is like, I miss Allie. I miss hippie and the cats. And I'm like, I wonder what they're doing right now. Like, who's watching them? Oh, hippie. No. Hippie. No. Hippie. Bad hippie. Yeah, no. Sorry. I had to, folks. I'm sorry. James is like, I do. I certainly do. Speaking of hippie, I know that I said hippie was my priority, but you, my love, are my priority. You're my number one priority. I love you more than anything. My heart explodes when I look at you. Every morning I wake up next to you and I'm just like the luckiest man on the planet. And I love you and I would do anything for you. And I would do anything to make you happy. You just have. And I was like, holy shit, is he about to propose? And she's like, no. It was like, oh no. But he's like, I'm the luckiest man on the planet. And she's like, can I go to that wedding? No, we're not ready for that yet. I did wonder what happened to that wedding that she wanted to go to. Remember a couple episodes? Anyways, Allie's like, well, that means a lot to me. It really does. I know I said I'm not ready for marriage yet, but when I am, I want it to be with you. That's like winning like a second place trophy where it's like, okay, yeah. James is like, what? Like, but he's happy. He's like, what? No way. Before, I didn't even think I made the top 10. James is like, what did you say? And Allie's like, I love you. And he's like, oh my God. Guys night forever. James in a talking head says, when I was a teenager and looking back, I definitely had my life kind of mapped out in front of me. You're going to, you know, meet the love of your life at 24, be a busser at Sir for the, you know, 10 years. Then you're going to fall madly in love. You're married at 26, baby's coming out at 28. Move on over to the valley after that. My dad, he had me at 28 and I just follow kind of in my dad's footsteps and stuff. And they show us an adorable photo of James on his young father's Andros's lap from 1994. Any picture of DJ James Kennedy as a kid is so fucking cute. James stops and he starts to tear up as he does in his talking heads. I wouldn't change anything because it led me to where I am today. I love Allie more than anything. And I would tell younger James, like, you're going to go through a lot of shit before you find someone that truly makes you happy. And I would tell Rachel that she sucks at giving public speeches. James to Allie is like, I love you so much, Allie Bally. You're my baby. Back inside the event, Schwartz meets up with Joseph. He's like, Joseph, what's up? Joe has arrived in a beautiful, elegant black dress. And she's like, bee boo ba. Tom, what's up? And Schwartz is like, hey, what you doing? Hey, how are you? Team Money? Joseph in the talking head's like, I do really love Schwartz. We make a really good team. No, you don't. I would have liked to be together and it breaks my heart. But what am I supposed to do? Like lay in bed and cry? Allie walks up and she's like, will you go get a champagne? And Schwartz is like, for you? And Allie's like, both of us. Two champagnes. Joseph continues in a talking head. At the end of the day, I want him in my life for the rest of my life. Schwartz returns with three glasses of champagne. And Allie's like, I feel like it's New Year's, but it's not. And Joe's like, I know. Schwartz is like, Allie, you look fabulous. Joseph, you look fabulous. Do you want to have a threesome? There he goes. Do you feel good, Joe? And Joe's like, T-Money, you look fabulous. And Schwartz is like, hey, I'm glad you came. And Joe's like, hey. Allie is just eyeing them closely. Like, am I safe? Schwartz is like, why don't you come back into the lion's den? Meaning the backseated area with Katie and Lala. And this is where I feel like Schwartz just really did her dirty of like, hey, double dog dare you to go apologize to Katie. I bet it will go well. Joe goes, it's just that I don't like negative energy, so I avoid it. Hey, man, you're on negative energy rules. What are you talking about? Schwartz is like, no, they're not negative. I mean, well, I don't know what I'm saying. And Joe's like, not all of them. And they show Katie sitting and Schwartz is like, what, Katie? Who cares? And Joe's like, what if I want to tell her how I feel that I love your pee-pee? And Joe in a talking head's like, I just really want this to be over. So I'm hoping that maybe if I can say I'm sorry, I'm hoping she'll say sorry back. I almost feel like we can hear the producer laughing in the background. I'm like, okay, yeah, man. Good luck, Joe. Yeah, I'm sure Katie will say it back. George is like, let's go, Joe. Come on, let's do it. Joe finishes in the talking head. I don't know if she hates me because of Schwartz and my connection, but he could date a tree and she'd chop it down. Like, good luck, next woman. It is funny that Katie randomly seems to actually like Schwartz's new girlfriend, so that must be a ding to Joe. Schwartz brings her over, and he's like, you guys know Joe, obviously. And Lala's like, yeah, I know Joe. And Joe sits down next to Lala, who's sitting next to Katie. And George is like, Joseph, do you want to say something? And Joe's like, well, I just wanted to say, like, sorry if I ever hurt you. And Katie's like, sorry if? Yeah. And Katie's like, it's not a sorry if, it's just a sorry. Kay, I'm really sorry. Yeah, it's weird. You're weird, Katie says. And Katie, Lala goes, no, don't do that, Katie. Don't do that. Stop policing. Oh, remember Bambi-eyed bitch? Remember all the times that you fuck, like, what? Stop policing people. You don't know how to properly act yourself. How all of a sudden you're going to tell everybody how to properly act? Lala, It is, I just, once again, Lala is, I don't know, I feel like Lala thinks she's protecting the show, but the show didn't need it, and in a sense, it almost, the show itself hangs Lala out to dry because she's acting like a loon in the name of the show, and none of it adds up to the audience. I don't know, Katie goes, all right, well, it is what it is, Joe, and Joe's like, well, do you feel like you owe me an apology? And Katie's like, no. And Joe's like, I sent you a genuine text about the divorce, and I really mean it. They show the infamous text, which reads, Bieber loves you, I love you, and I'm so supporting of your inner thoughts and visions. Live in the moment. You're a gem, and I've always respected you. I love you. XO Joe. P.S. I'm going to fuck your husband. Katie goes, yeah, and then suddenly moved in with him and then asked him if he would, like, stay with him. And Joe's like, no, that's not how it happened. And Lala goes, she's saying, like, the way you moved, you were, like, texting her, I'm so sorry, I'm going to go move in with him now. We've all had embarrassing BO moments. I'm sure everyone has at least one memory from when they were a sweaty, hormonal teenager forgetting to put on deodorant in the morning and the horror of finding out the hard way. Fortunately, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making it so none of us ever have to worry about BO again. And our listeners can now receive a special offer. New customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code SOBAD at LumiDeodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com. It makes you smell clean. It goes on easily and it keeps you smelling fresh for so much longer than any other deodorant. The biggest difference, Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. It's baking soda free and paraben free and pH balanced for safe use below the belt. Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like, you know, mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code SOBAD for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code SOBAD at LumiDeodorant.com. Folks, summer is just around the corner, so it's time to say goodbye to those jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. Now, I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and luckily, I found Quince. Now, I have a lineup of timeless pieces I want that will keep me looking fresh year after year. I got a pair of tan shorts. I got a pair of green shorts. I cannot wait to style these for summer. And I got to tell you, the quality is great because Quince has all the seasonal must-haves like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman by partnering directly with top factories and passes that savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. So upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/sobad for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sobad to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/sobad.
Schwartz, who's listening, is like, she never moved in with me. We never lived together. You can check the lease. Never signed it. Katie's like, okay, fine. She stayed. And Lala goes, it doesn't matter. You guys still stayed together and had sex. And then texting Katie, I'm so sorry about your divorce. And then within seconds, it was, hold up. I mean, true. Like, that's it. That's why Joe needs to take the L. The fact that she's mystified about how Katie feels about a 12-year relationship doesn't hold a lot of water with me. And it almost kind of like makes me think, what bullshit are you peddling?
Like, I like Joe. I want her on next season. But, like, accept that you did move in mysterious ways that didn't necessarily add up for anybody except for you and your heart, selfishly, which is fine because a lot of people do that when they think they're in love. Ariana, over on the other side of the seating to Dan, goes, I don't know what's going on over there, but it's not good. Back to Joe. Joe's like, but there were, like, months in between all of these things, and I just wish I would have had a space to explain that I feel really bad about that. And Katie goes, I just feel like you always had it for him and were, like, waiting for your moment. And Lala goes, I don't know if I believe that. And Joe is not even close. Back to Ariana, she goes, Schwartz keeps bringing her around Katie. And it's like, why? And Dan goes, I don't know who she is. And Ariana goes, it's a long story. And Dan goes, okay, that's just amazing, because Dan is a reminder to the audience that the majority of people just don't give a fuck and don't even know any of this shit. And those people are probably so at peace. Dan's like, I don't even know who that is. It's a long story. Okay, cool. You know, like, it's like, yeah, that's what, you know, somebody's like, oh yeah, okay, they'll figure it out. Katie goes, next time, Joe, when you want to let a woman know that you love and support them and she's going through a divorce, don't move in with her ex-husband. And Joe goes, I wasn't your friend though. I didn't move in. And George is like, she didn't move in with me. I love that we're stuck on this one thing. Like, no, she didn't officially move in. Katie goes, fine, don't stay for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or a month. Don't do it. Just don't fucking do it. And Joe was like, I was couch surfing. And Katie goes, don't fucking do it. Stay with someone else. Stay with anyone else. Stay with literally anyone else, Joe. And Joe goes, no, no. Because Kristen Doty said she could have stayed with her. Katie goes, find someone else to stay with next time. And Joe goes, let him go. Katie shakes her head. I feel like Katie, for the most part, has let Schwartz go in so many ways. It was just you, because you actually had her number and texted, like, you start, anyway, Schwartz is like, Katie goes, Joe, you're a fucking liar. And Schwartz is like, she's not a liar. And Katie's like, yes, yes. And Joe begins to cry. And Lala to Joe goes, you're fine, Joe. Joe, you're fine. And Schwartz is like, Katie, ease up a little. Ease up a little. And Katie goes, hey, before you think this is weird, I'm going to stay with your ex-husband who you're not yet divorced from, who you're probably untangling your fucking life from, and it's probably a difficult fucking time. And Joe goes, I wasn't thinking about you. I was thinking about myself, because I had... And Katie goes, you could have thought of me as a woman. You could have thought of me. And Schwartz is like, she just came over to make peace, not confront. Tatanka, Katie. And Katie's like, I don't want peace. And Joe gets up and leaves, which is Katie's right. This isn't so funny, these narratives that we force upon people, and especially women on these shows, of Ariana has to forgive Tom, has to, like, accept his scenes, his one-on-ones. Oh, you know, Katie needs to make peace if Joe apologizes. No, you can do what you want to do. Katie doesn't need Joe in her life. Schwartz is like, she just wanted to chat. She feels really uncomfortable. Katie goes, I'm not doing that. And Schwartz is like, I know, but Katie. Katie's like, I don't give a shit how she feels. Her feelings are none of my business. And Schwartz is like, Katie, oh man. Katie's like, do you want to be my friend? And she's like, he's like, yeah, then keep it away from me. And Schwartz is like, but I don't like ultimatums or, like, quid pro quos. And Katie's like, I don't give you an ultimatum. I said keep it away from me. And Katie leaves. Schwartz looks flummoxed, like, oh man. Oh, gee, gosh darn, Willie, I hope my plants are okay. We cut to Sheena flipping out because her dress breaks in one of the extended scenes. Brock is like, I'll get you a fur jacket to cover you up. But then Brock grabs the wrong jacket, somebody else's jacket, and DJ James Kennedy's like, that's not even your jacket. And then we see Brock, like, thrusting, dancing. He's like, yeah, I learned it on a pig farm. I'm dancing. I'm doing weird dancing. Yeah. The guests seem to be having a good time. Sheena and Lala have moved over to the bar where Kyle Chan is hanging. And Santa's like, how you doing, ladies? I heard you guys went to Chinatown. And Lala goes, oh my God, we had the best food today. And she's like, it was so good. And Santa's like, yeah, dude, I heard food is good. And Lala goes, it was great. It was, like, easy. You look really nice, Tom. Tom looks like Jim Carrey a little. Do you ever catch that vibe? Anyway, Santa's like, thanks. And she's like, yeah, you look really dapper. Brock walks up in his full cold brooch jacket and pants. Sandoval looks him up and down and goes, yeah, man, dude, nice dress. And Sheena's like, keep the jacket on, even if you're hot, Brock. It's the look. And Lala's like, okay, I'm going to go sit down. Love you. Sandoval pulls Brock close and he's like, hey, dude, I just want to say, dude, Schwartz told me that you stuck up for me today, dude. And I really appreciate that, dude. Thank you. Here's $100, dude. Yeah, there's more where that came from, dude. dap it up. Hey, Brock, dude, what's your Venmo, dude? I heard you stuck up for me today. What do you think about a cool $1,000 in your pocket to buy new weird outfits to dance in, right? Well, let's just say you're on the Sandoval payroll right now. Brock's like, hey, look, I feel like we're in the middle. We're not Switzerland. We're friends with both of you guys. And Sandoval's like, yeah, well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. It means a lot to me. Brock's like, you're welcome. I know it does. And Sandoval's like, it doesn't happen often, dude. So I appreciate it. What we need to see from you, bro, is step up and be here for yourself, for her, and for your friends. And slowly that group might grow again. Yeah, I mean, I kind of agree with Brock, though. It's like, yeah, that's all true. Like, show up for yourself. Work on it. Slowly the group will get back. That's why, like, the forcing the group and all of this bullshit is so weird, because it's like, let shit happen naturally. And that's why it's good that they're taking a break. Let people miss people. Let all that shit happen itself. Sheena's listening to all this, and Sheena in a talking head is like, I understand what he did to Ariana was absolutely terrible. But also, I just want to point out, Sandoval also was the person at the reunion that was like, you fucking hit Rachel, dude. You fucking did it, man. Like Sandoval went against you in a legal situation. Sheena's like, I just wish that when it came to me in the situation, it wasn't so black and white, and she could see how much I'm struggling by trying to just be loyal to her. Like I've always, Sheena, just do your own thing, man. Let the cards fall where they may. I think you'll be surprised that how it'll all work out is that Ariana's not leaving you, that you can put this to bed, like, and stop saying the same thing over and over again. I think you'll be golden. You'll be good as gold. She's like, I don't want to lose her, but I feel like I'm losing myself. I need to just let this shit go. It's enough. The other thing I think we're not seeing, the piece that we're missing, is Ariana pulling Sheena aside and being like, if you ever talk to him again, I will never talk to you. But we just haven't had those scenes. We've had like alluding to of like, you won't have access to my personal life, all of this stuff, but it's never been like, Sheena, I will not talk to you again. You know, Lala had Ariana post something to tell people to take it easy on Sheena. Multiple scenes we've had with Sheena and Ariana where I feel like at this point, Sheena can trust that Ariana is going to be okay with her. But also, friendships grow apart. There are seasons in friendship, and there are times when people get super busy and you grow distant. And it doesn't mean it's always going to be that way. Anyways, Brock's like, okay, just be here for your friends and we'll be here for you, bro. Oh God. Sam's like, thanks, man. I will, dude. I will. Sandoval walks away. Fucking loser. Schwartz is back in the corner. He's like, Dan, it was nice meeting you, dude. Nice chilling with you in Chi-Town. Are you guys doing anything afterwards? And Ariana pauses and goes, Applebee's. And Ariana's like, all about that Applebee's life right now. What the fuck is going on? And does this fly in the face of the Chili's ad with Sheena and Katie? I'm so confused with the Applebee's of it all. Like, I like Applebee's, but I didn't know we had Applebee's life. And Applebee's reminds me of a simpler time in my life in high school. And I'm really trying to take it serious, but I'm like, Applebee's? Chili's must be livid right now. Sandoval moves over to the seating area, and Ariana to Dan is like, I want a wine. And she sees Tom coming. She's like, uh-oh, this is not happening. Starting early. And Sandoval goes up to Schwartz, who's like 6 feet away from Ariana and Dan. And Sam's like, I'm just chilling, Schwartz. I was looking for you. And Schwartz is like, oh yeah, I was looking for you too. And Sandoval looks up at Ariana and Dan. He's like, oh, hey, Schwartz, let me get by, dude. And you know, he's like trying to squeeze past Schwartz. And Sandoval interrupts like, Hey, Dan. Hey, what's up, dude? I want to introduce myself, dude. Yeah. And he sticks out his hand and sees Dan's not going to do the same. So he touches his shoulder. Ariana's trapped in her seat, looking down at her phone, and she won't look up. Like, make me a bird, fly far, far away. Make me a bird so I can fly far, far away. And this is the moment where we do need kind of like, I can't believe you'd approach Dan. We don't need this. You fucking look out in the jacuzzi. I can't believe that. Ken Todd saving the day. Sandoval goes, Dan, I'm Tom, dude. I hear you're a great guy. I just want to say what's up. And I wish you guys the best of luck. Huh. Don't expect any pins and batteries from this one. Am I right? Can I smell your fingers, Dan? Anywho, you going to Burning Man this year, dude? I had a weird pool party earlier in the summer. And let's just say, if you're into younger girls, swing by my house. You're obviously friendly with my roommate, right? Hey, dude, you seem in shape. What kind of laxative pills are you doing? Anywho, I'm just rambling right now. Hey, do you like the band Foreigner? Sometimes I'll do some of their covers. Anyways, what kind of lightsaber? Like, do you like Star Wars? What's yeah. Anyway, just it was a great. Hey man, whiskey. What's it? Kyle Chan, right? We go way back. Hey, what's your take on O.J. Simpson? What do you think about that? Dan, can I ask you about Scott Peterson for a second? You know, he's presumed guilty, but we can't tell. Right? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, oh man, can I feel your triceps? Is there any way I can feel a tricep? Because it just seems like you're stacked, dude. And like Ariana, like, she got great taste in guys. Like, look at me, dude. I'm always on the treadmill. It's crazy, dude. Woo! Have you ever met Kristen Doty before? Yeah, she's crazy. Hey, you see Oppenheimer? Yeah. Hey, do you watch The Gilded Age on HBO Max? Isn't that crazy, HBO Max? It was like HBO, and then it was HBO Max, and then I just noticed it was Max, and it's like, oh, you're confusing me. You know what I'm saying, Dan? Can I get a hug? Is there any way I can get a hug? Yeah, okay. No, it's great. Okay, I'm just gonna. Anyways, cool. Nice to meet you, dude. Nice to meet you. And Dan goes, you too. And Allie is just like watching this intensely. Everybody's body language. And Schwartz is like, hey, you said what's up? And he's like, yeah, dude, of course. Like that, like, I'm a real man, dude. And Schwartz stands up. He's like, what'd you say? And he's like, I said, nice to meet you. And Schwartz is like, oh, shit. Allie to Dan and Ariana goes, how did that go? And Dan's like, I mean, like, it went. And Allie goes, I'm not going to lie. I shit myself. And Schwartz is like, I feel like I need to leave. And Sam's like, that's okay, dude. That's fine. That's fine. I'm pretty cool. I'm chilling, dude. Allie goes, but you did what? You just looked down and you were like, and Ariana goes, well, I was texting with Logan because Logan is at Beyonce right now. God, I remember this time. I remember this time because I remember mom was still alive and I was flying back. Where was I? I just remember. Anyways, Beyonce was in Los Angeles and Logan Cochran, her BFF, was at Beyonce right now, which is a very exciting thing. But also, I don't think Ariana would want to look up at the car crash. Allie says, well, I feel like it had to happen. Ariana goes, it doesn't have to happen at all. He's not in my life. And Allie's like, right. And I will say this too, because we don't know what will happen in future seasons, is that DJ James Kennedy will potentially have to answer for some really weird things and potential rumors that are out there. Vumas, the Vumas, as Meredith would say. And, you know, these are examples when times get tough, like Allie should take all of this into account of like, you know, and Ariana points this out in the after show. Dude, she's like, show me on my contract where I'm required to do anything. I have not broken any sort of contractual obligation. Me and my cast do not have to do scenes. And she's like, and all of my cast have actually walked away from scenes in the past. Ariana in a talking head says, I'm not here as like a cog in the machine of Tom Sandoval's redemption arc. So you guys can do that without me. She says that kind of like to production, but that's true. It's like, this isn't the Tom Sandoval show. And we were building up a fallen idol, a fallen hero. Like that isn't the purpose of Ariana. This is not the purpose of females, is to build up the males. You know, the whole point is Tom will figure this out for himself away from breath work and cold plunges. Schwartz is like, yeah, I know you wanted to talk to Ariana, but I'm picking up like, I don't think it's a good time. Like with Dan there, you do what you want to do. And Sam's like, I want to, dude, but I don't know, man. Schwartz is like, well, I don't think it's the right time. Even Schwartz is like, listen, man, I make pretty idiotic decisions myself. I'm even feeling like no go on this. And Sam's like, yeah, dude, I don't know. Maybe I will. I'm thinking no. Yeah, but maybe I will. I don't know, dude. I'll see how I feel in the moment. Now, DJ James Kennedy in an extended scene, he's spinning. And we see this weird guy in a suit who is like coming up in like the private section and like drinking the liquor. This is like this weird guy. And he's like being really weird. And DJ James Kennedy's like, who is this fucking guy? Brock, get that guy out of here. And Brock like grabs the seat that the weird guy is sitting. He's like, hey, brother, I need to sit down right here. I got to sit because I've been dancing too hard. And Katie, everybody's there kind of watching this guy. And Lala's like, this guy, he left and now he started working his way back to us. And all of a sudden we see the security guard fighting him. Like he hits the security guard. The security guard's like, and then all of a sudden he throws a glass. And this is when Tom Sandoval gets in the middle of it. We saw this on social media. This was in the extended scene on Peacock. And I know why they cut it out, because it didn't really further the plot. It made no sense. It was just a weird dude wanting some sort of attention. But Tom Sandoval was like trying to be the hero of like, what's up, dude? Hey, dude, we don't need to do this, dude. Hey, 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 dude, just chill out, dude. Chill out. It's going to be all right. Hey, it's not your fault, dude. It's not your fault.
Look at me, dude. Look at me. Put down the bottle of weird whiskey from Kyle's can, dude. Do it.
Anyways, he's like this guy picks up a chair. It's just dumb. It really doesn't. It's exciting for a second. Sheena's getting ready to do her thing. She's now dressed up like C-3PO. She's really, you know, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. She's in this really awesome gold outfit. And she's like, I don't know my ass was going to be out in this outfit. And Brock's like, honey, you look great. I'm going to be front row and I'll see you out there. I love you.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Kyle Chan opens up the mic. She's like, are you guys all having a good time? Let's welcome Sheena Marie. And Sheena comes bouncing out on the stage. She's like, how you doing? Everyone looks good as gold tonight. Hold for applause. The gang in the crowd, they're all cheering. Landis, the singer from the 27, begins. He's like, let me see those hands up in the air right now. We're going to be good as gold tonight. But they start with the hit song Apples. I actually like this song. Like, narcissistic psycho, cut you out like lipo, see right through you with my eyes closed. From a Ferrari to a Jetta, I thought that you knew better. And we see Ariana and Lala singing along, both very good friends that have memorized the lyrics to Sheena's song. They show Sandoval smiling and rocking out in the crowd. You know, at this point, remember, he was all pissed off that the song was about him, but now he's like, ah, pretty sweet, dude. Sandoval and a talking head says, I wasn't so crazy about the thong Apple initially. We flash back to Sandoval stomping out of Tom Tom with his three man bags and his Zara pantsuit. He's like, keep cashing out on my misery. Sandoval and a talking head continues, but it's growing on me, dude. Also, I am so stoked to see Sheena really pushing like her music. I'm excited to see it. I'm a good guy, dude. APPLES, how you like them? Saw you on the internet. You a hot mess. APPLES, how you like them? How you like them? Who you like them? And then an extended scene, we got, who wants one more? Good as gold, baby. Lala yells, we love you, Sheena. We fucking hate you, Ariana. Sheena finishes the song. She's like, I need a shot. Sheena and a talking head goes, I feel like I've fallen back in love with music again and performing, and this really means a lot to me. Sheena's backstage, and she's like, I need a water. I got a little dry. Sandoval comes back, and he's like, you rang water? He hugs her, and he's like, you guys fucking killed it. Holy shit, dude. I'm going to tell the most extras. They've got to get it together. Holy shit. Sheena continues in a talking head, Tom stepped up and helped us out when he didn't have to. Hopefully, he continues down his path of buying things for me. No, I mean, but only time will tell. And then Sheena has this like cut. It's in the extended Peacock version, but Sheena talks to the band, the 27. She's like, I have to all ask you guys all something. Like last night I dreamt, I didn't know if it was a real conversation or not, but do you guys want me in the band? Like I was like, honey, I think I'm in the band, or maybe I was dreaming. And the guys were like, yeah, we want you in the band. And then she's like, oh my God, are we going on tour? Yes. Tom is like holding water bottles to pass. And he's like, Tom's like, oh, you're in the band, Sheena? The fuck yeah, dude. I'm so supportive. Do you see this camera? I'm so where's Ariana with water? Not fucking here, because she's fucking lazy and stupid. I do like that Sheena's in a band. I think that's great. Ariana goes to Danny. She's like, hey, I'm going to go hug Sheena. And I'm going to go hug Sheena, she says. Hold on one sec. So, yeah, Ariana goes to hug Sheena, tells Dan, I'll be right back. And she meets Sheena at like this high top table in the middle of the room, hugs her. And this is a really weird scene because the whole thing of this is that you picture I don't know if it was set up by production, but the whole point of this scene is for like Tom Sandoval to pop out. Like, let's get this scene to happen. And I just almost feel like they used Sheena as bait. And I do wonder how aware Sheena was of Tom Sandoval coming into this scene. And it does feel a little weird where production was like, fuck it. We just got to try to make this happen. However, you know, we just got to try. We're so close. Sandoval went up and said hi to Dan. We've got to try to make this happen. When is she going to be away from Dan so we can do this and pop this, you know, pop Sandoval onto her? Because it doesn't feel, it feels staged to a degree. And Ariana to Sheena's like, you killed it, honey. You killed it. Cheers. And Sheena's like, whiskey kicks off the party. And Ariana's like, we're down in 8 or 9. And Sheena goes, yeah. Hey, so do you know who Hassan is? And she's like, Sandoval's like sound guy or whatever. And Ariana's like, no, I don't know who that is. Like, what a way to start it off of like something about Sandoval. Sheena goes, he flew him out like his sound operator, like person to get all of the equipment and like maybe like fool me once, twice. I don't know. But I've seen that genuine side of him that I loved for 15 years, who has been a good friend to me. And I'm hoping he's changing and becoming better. But that's great for Sheena. But, you know, it's like, why would Ariana ever like be like, oh, I'm looking at Sandoval different because of how he treats you, Sheena. Like, that's amazing for Sheena, but why bring that up to Ariana? Why, you know, it's like, I mean, this is obviously just for the show because you wouldn't normally bring this up in any kind of normal conversation. But Ariana's listening to this and you can just tell in her eyes of like, what is going on again? Ariana and I talking to this is, it's just the same thing over and over with Sheena. I don't know why she thinks that somehow she knows this man better than I do, but all right, girl, happy for you. And she gives the thumbs up and Sheena's like, I just want to continue to see if he's on a path of growth, but like, I don't want it. And Ariana's like, hey, can I ask you a favor? And she's like, yeah. And Ariana kind of has tears in her eyes and she says, hey, don't talk to me about that path of growth. He's an ex-boyfriend of mine who does not deserve to be in my presence and breathe the same air as me. And that will not change. And Sheena's like, I know it's like hard and like you say no contact, but also I feel like you want different apologies for him. Like when you, and Ariana's like, I don't want him to speak to me ever again. I don't want apologies. And Sheena's like, well, when I said, oh, I apologize for things I said on my podcast, you said, oh, am I ever going to get an apology? And Ariana goes, well, I didn't mean I want him to apologize. I mean that he'll never, like, it seems very much beyond him. Like she nails this. And Sheena's like, well, I feel like last night, and Ariana's like, I don't want any apology. And she's like, okay, well, that's fine. I just don't ever want to lose you or compromise our friendship. And I will always have your back. And Ariana smiles and goes, I know. And I think Ariana does believe this as much as Sheena can, she will. And Ariana, sorry, I'm starting to lose my voice. Ariana knows that, I think, about Sheena. And Ariana loves Sheena for who Sheena is. And I think in the purest form, that's really great. Sheena goes, I just feel like I just can't completely write him off forever. Once again, something that Ariana does not need to really know. Ariana and Natagane goes, I will protect myself and keep myself out of situations that I find hurtful or uncomfortable for me. Ariana to Sheena goes, well, I want him literally to never speak to me. You can't be any clearer than that. Ariana continues in her talking head, but like I never once said I don't love her or I'm going to stop loving her. That we're not going to be connected anymore. Now, this is a little bit of an editor troll. We get a flashback to 6 months previously with Schwartz. And Ariana's like, I will not have mutual friends with him. So I'm not your friend anymore, Schwartz. I also want to point out, though, that was right on the heels of this. But also Schwartz actively participated in the cover up because he knew about Rachel from the get go. He knew the day after. Is Ariana supposed to treat Schwartz it's different with Schwartz. It is. And she's talking to Schwartz now. We get a flashback to 1 month earlier, Katie going, so if someone doesn't want to be friends with him again, you ain't going to be their friend? And Ariana goes, yeah. And a flashback to 1 week earlier, Ariana to Lala saying, he doesn't get any sort of access to my life via me or my mutual friends. Ariana continues in a talking head, so I just don't know why she's not understanding that. I think these three examples don't even really add up in a certain way either, because I didn't take any of those as I'm never talking to Sheena again. I don't know. Like, listen, what do you guys think? I'm at a loss for this one because I know what they're trying to do. I just don't think they necessarily achieved it. And I don't really feel like, anyways, Sheena's like, I just don't ever want to lose you. And Ariana's like, you're not losing me. You're my family. I love you so much. Which, by the way, these lines just immediately undercut that editor troll we just saw. They hug and Sheena's like, I love you so much. And Ariana's like, you'll never lose me. Never. And they kiss. Ariana looks around and goes, Brock said we're never allowed to kiss. She looks straight at Sheena. She goes, I love you. Me and you are warriors. And Sheena's like, I know. And Ariana's like, I don't want you worrying. You're not going to lose me. I can't lose you. You're my family. How much clearer can somebody make it for somebody? How much clearer? That is so clear. Suddenly out of nowhere, Sandoval pops up. Sneak attack. And he puts his hand on Sheena. He's like, Sheena, great job, by the way. Hey, what's up, Ariana? Tom Sandoval, what's up? Sandoval goes, no, Ariana just startled, stiffens and turns and walks away. And he's like, Ariana, wait 1 second, please, please. I was just seeing if I could collect bill for like the electricity bill, the cable. No, like it's just wild. He's like, hey, what's up, Sheena? Great job, by the way. Ariana, wait 1 second, please, please. And Sheena's like, no, Tom, it didn't work. Tom. Sandoval turns to Sheena. I just wanted to tell her I'm sorry for the cameras. And Sheena's like, she doesn't want to talk to you. I already tried. It's not happening. Which really leads you to believe that this was kind of this weird setup in a way. Ariana, it's kind of like, I'm going to use another Star Wars thing here in Empire Strikes Back, Lando Calrissian, like Han Solo and Leia, they're all at Cloud City. And then all of a sudden, Lando, we find out that Lando did a deal with Darth Vader, and Darth Vader was like, you know, Darth Sandoval. But anyway, I'm getting off topic. Ariana walks to the area where production is standing and she's fuming. The producer, Jeremiah, is like, Ariana, seriously, don't do this. And Ariana's like, it's not happening. Ariana to Jeremiah with Dan standing by her side goes, him fucking walking up on me, talking to Sheena. He doesn't fucking care if I died in a fucking ditch or got a deadly STD. The way he was fucking around behind my back, that is non-informed consent. And he does not deserve to speak to me. He does not get access to me. And Jeremiah's like, I know. Like they do know all of this stuff. They're just trying to do what they do. Sheena to the high top, you know, to Tom's like, she doesn't want to hear it from you. I told her about our conversation last night. She thinks you're performative. I'm an idiot. So like, that's what you got from that beautiful conversation of her calling you a warrior, you guys, all of this. That's what you got. It's so weird. It's like, Sheena, be really happy with a thing of like, you're not going to lose Ariana, but immediately like it feels like this is like a bummed out thing that you couldn't have a scene with Tom. And also, she thinks you're performative. Like, yeah, a lot of us think you're performative at this point. That's why, another thing, they do need that break so Tom can actually connect with some kind of real feeling. Sandoval's like, do you know what's funny? That she knows me well enough to know that I'm not. Bullshit. Like, no, dude, what are you smoking? Sheena's like, so what do I mean to you? Tell me about it, stud. Sandoval pauses like it's a trick question. He's like, you mean a lot, dude. And Sheena goes, because we're filming or because of life? And Sandoval's like, Sandoval doesn't know the difference. Like he's like, what? He's like, brain's like fogging up. He's like, what? I'm so good. Real life filming? What? He goes, no, I'm there, dude. I show up, you know? And Sheena's like, don't make me look like a fucking idiot, Tom. And she walks away. And Sandoval calls out, hey, Sheena. Sheena keeps walking. Sandoval goes up to his little crowd of friends, Billy Lee, T, Sandoval. Sandoval's like, this is fucking bullshit, dude. And Billy Lee's like, are you okay? Like, what happened? Sandoval's angry. He's like, dude, Ariana's just going to go around saying that I'm not being honest and I'm performative. Do you know what it is? Ariana's fucking performative. She doesn't like any of these motherfuckers. So she can fuck off saying I'm performative, dude. It's all performative off. The anger here. Like, this is, it feels like, you know, some of those moments when somebody like, you know, Sheena's talking about the mask slipping. This feels like the mask slipping. This is what he feels. He's enraged that Ariana has been able to do. It feels like our Lala being enraged. She is enraged this is all happening to him, even though he caused it. You know, where was this? It's so ridiculous. But yeah, he didn't get his way right here. Ariana's still talking to Jeremiah and goes, he wants 30 seconds with the audience. Doesn't want it with me. He wants it with the audience. Ariana and a talking head goes, whatever it is that Tom's trying to get from me is not for me. It's for him. I am the final boss in his video game of redemption. And because he can't get to the final boss, he's fucking pissed. And that's true. It's like he's went through all of these slings and arrows to get to this, to Ariana. And if he can do it by the buzzer, the finale, then maybe he has a chance of rehapping this image, even though rehapping the image would actually just come with time and hard work. But I think him doubling and tripling down, trying to fight all of this has almost impeded his process and us actually moving on. he's stalled a lot of like anything, not just him moving on. We haven't been able to move on because he keeps doubling and tripling down on bullshit. Ariana to Jeremiah is like, listen, we can go. I'm going to call Lyft. I'll see you guys later. And Sheena's listening to this. Sandoval's still in a rage. If you don't want to film with your ex, like, don't be on your show, dude. You're the ex, you idiot. He's like, seriously, don't sit back on your fucking lazy ass and collect a fucking check for doing nothing, dude. I mean, that's your guy right there. That's Tom Sandoval. Ariana showed up. Like, what? Sandoval is raging to where Jeremiah and Sheena are. Ariana and Dan are gone. Lala and Schwartz are now there, too. And Sam's like, dude, I'm fucking pissed, dude. Not at you, but I'm fucking pissed that she's fucking saying that shit, lazy piece of shit. Because Ariana, she doesn't fuck with you guys. On the real, dude. She fucking talks shit about all of you. She doesn't show up here, dude. She's not going to come to your fucking thing. She's not going to buy you a sound engineer, Cena. I'm going to come, dude. When push comes to shove, I'm fucking there, dude. And Sheena's getting upset. She's like, I know you are, Tom. I know. And Sam's like, okay. No, I know. I'm not yelling at you, babe. No. I love you, dude. No. She's like, you have been there for me. That's why I'm struggling, because you have been a good fucking friend. Gold Mike. Sam's like, I'm sorry that I've made it hard for you. Sheena's like, she said to me that you're not. And Sam's like, it kills me, dude, because I know you're going to put up with a lot. And that means a lot to me. It really does. You're going to put up with a lot. Trying to push out tears. Come on, dude. Oh, tear ducts, don't fail me now. Sandoval in a talking head goes, I know it's going to be really hard for the people who stick by me or stick up for me. These people haven't even forgiven me. They're just recognizing me as a person. And they're still going to get a relentless amount of hate for that. Things pop up from social media posts online from different accounts. I'm sick of Lala's pandering. You can't be softer if you're giving a psycho cheater a second chance while talking trash about your BFFs and their business. Another comment. James may be worse than Sheena and Lala. He's put in more effort to keep Tom than both of them with zero flack. Another comment. I can't take any more of Sheena's tears for Tom. Why doesn't she have them for Ariana? Does she have a crush on him? Another comment. I can't with the terrible trio of Lala, Sheena, and Tom. And if they want to be friends, they can leave because I'm done. Eat shit and bye-bye. Another comment. Lala has to preach about her growth, but going behind your friend's back and befriending her ex is not growth, Lala. Yeah. These comments are heroes, man. Yes. But yeah, Tom has a lot of work to do. And like I said, he could have made this a lot easier on himself. But at the same time, that wouldn't be real because he truly is not sorry yet.
Did you recently say yes to marrying the love of your life? Do you have no idea where to begin your wedding planning journey? Has your future mother-in-law already made you cry? Have you gone through the whole wedding planning process and have some wisdom to share? The Betches Brides podcast is here to help you laugh or cry through it all. I'm Selena Kopic, and I'm the new host of Betches Brides. In this season, I'll take you along my wedding planning journey alongside my co-host and good bestie, Chelsea White. We'll swap wedding planning stories, answer your wedding planning questions, and be totally honest with you on if you're actually being a bridezilla or not. Betches Brides is here to help you not trip down the aisle. So be sure to tune into Betches Brides every Monday on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And follow at Betches Brides on Instagram for even more wedding inspiration.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ariana's out front with her posse, and Ariana's like, I love you guys. Where are we going? Applebee's. What is the Applebee's deal? Inside, Lala goes, little Lala's like, get him, Lala. Let's take this town. Lala goes, I have my own point of view, and I've been biting my tongue because it's very hard to do this. And Sam's like, because you're afraid. And Lala yells, no, I'm not afraid. It's a lot of breaking the fourth wall, so I'm doing it now. This happened to her. The world rallied around her. She now thinks she is Beyonce. It's bullshit that she can't film with someone that she stays under the same fucking roof. It's a lot. And Sam's like, you said it, Kemothabi. Lala's still yelling, it's a lot that she's saying, don't fuck with Tom Sandoval. Don't fuck with Tom Sandoval. But I'm going to sleep down the hall from Tom Sandoval. I get it. He fucking cheated. You did a really fucking thing. You're a fucking piece of shit. Tom's like, watch out. Hey, come on. Cool out. No, she's like, you did a really fucking shitty thing. It was weird how you looked us all in the eye and said a lot of shit. But he didn't kill him. I love it. Lala's like, it was weird, man. He goes, but he didn't kill somebody. And Sheena's like, I know. And I'm going to back you up there. Oh, man. Oh, man. Ugh. Lala yells, he didn't kill anybody. Everybody, like, this is like over Actors Anonymous right now. Everybody's getting their, like, digs in. And, you know, this is Lala. Oh, I held it back, you know. They show Ariana and Dan outside getting a kiss and waiting. And Lala keeps screaming, she moved on 8 days later. 8 days. Sheena goes, I agree with you, Lala. And Sheena's like, remember, I agree with you. And I want you to know that. Like, you're not alone in that. I'm getting whiplash from Sheena right now. And Sam's like, well, you have to have tough conversations. And Schwartz is like, I know. And Sam's like, it's not easy, dude. It's not easy back in old Sandoval. Lala still raging. I never in my life experienced someone who gets cheated on and suddenly she becomes God. Okay? Fucking gross. I'm sorry you didn't become God when Randall cheated on you. But you have a fucking career, you know, like you've got so much. But send this bullshit to Daryl, like this is ridiculous. And maybe, you know, who knows, maybe all these Amazon Lives and podcasts and you like doing a whole press tour after the reunion. Maybe it's because you realize like how fucking dark you went, really, you know. And the thing is, you're going to talk until you get people like Sheena to believe you. And you're going to keep doubling and tripling down, but you are like two sides of the same coin with Sandoval at a certain point. Just never admit defeat. Never admit you're wrong. It's like a bummer. Like this is the part where I was like, oh, this sucks, man. That's a real bummer. You know, you can say, oh, Ariana backed. Oh, she didn't film. Oh my God. She was there the whole time. I feel like we got more action out of Ariana than we did Lala until this very scene. And also, Lala, say it with your whole chest. Maybe you'll do it at the reunion, but fucking say this shit to Ariana. Pull her aside and get into it with her. Do that scene. I don't know. It really bums me out. Lala's better than this. Lala on a talking head says, I love filming this show because it's real. I find it to be tremendously healing. You find the paycheck to be tremendously healing. Like, how else? Like, I don't know. I just, Lala all of a sudden trying to be the narrator of the show just doesn't fly at all for me. Like, I just, like, I don't trust you at all. Why would I take you are the one that understands how all this works? She's like, and for Ariana to walk out this way is just such a slap in the face. What were you guys supposed to do? Like a fucking like football huddle where you all put your hands in and go break? Like, what did we not get? I'm so sorry you had such a boner for having her do some kind of crying scene with Sandoval. Sorry. Call up Randall and do it. And maybe we'll get it from that way. Like maybe do that. Maybe throw yourself on the pyre. Maybe save the show yourself. If you feel like this show needs saved. Sorry. I'm angry. You guys, Ariana to walk out. She's like, this is what we do. She goes, this is what we do. You're not in the fucking army, Lala. You're on Vanderpump Rules. This is what we're soldiers. Go touch grass. What are you talking about? She's like, we've been doing this for most of our adult lives. Ugh. They begin a montage. This is like really like schmaltzy where they're really trying to like get you to tear up. And I did. It worked. They begin a montage of all the cast showing their youthful pictures of starting on the show. And they have this kind of interesting song of like, what if I paint myself a smile? Do my face up like a clown? Will I never have to know how it feels to be down like a balloon? Always high, never ever low. And Lala continues in her monologue, we've all experienced high highs and low lows. And there's a responsibility that comes with living your life on camera. You have to be truthful even when it becomes extremely uncomfortable. Oh, this is the monologue I wish Sheena should have had, because if people are saying, oh, the end of the series, we started the series with Sheena in season one. We should end it with Sheena, but this is not the end. I'm highly confident in that. But this is all hot air to me. It's hot air. It looks good. It feels good. You know, and she's like, but I don't feel like she practices any of this shit. It's like, anyways, the song continues on. Yes, maybe I could try. And we get all these flashback pictures of them young, and you see like a young Sheena and a young Lala. And it really does pull on those heartstrings, because you've traveled a long distance with this cast. Lala continues on in the talking head. I watched James live his authentic life. Sheena has, Tom and Katie. I feel I have. Of course you do. But there was a time that I was not honest about what was going on in my life. And we have a flashback to Katie going, I'm also sitting here with someone pretending they don't have a married boyfriend. And Lala was like, I don't have a married boyfriend. Lying very easily. Lala in the talking head continuing, and it was suffocating. I don't feel that Tom and Ariana were ever honest about their relationship until Tom was caught cheating. Great that you feel that way. Give us examples. There better be fucking examples at the reunion. Because what do you mean by that? What do you mean? Tell us exactly. Treat me like I am as dumb as I am and tell me what you mean. Lala goes on, and you think that you get to be honest for one moment, then you get to pack it all away and all is good? Fuck that, Lala says. Well, you certainly packed away Randall pretty quickly. We got to move on pretty quickly from that. Hot Potato is a weird game, but like, you are not the director or the producer of the show. It's just a bitter Betty. The song plays, wake up early, get some rest. Push that weight off of your chest. Tell us you're going to move on. Katie in the talking head says, sometimes you have to stick to your fucking boundaries. If your piece is more important than that, fucking stand your ground. Boom. Katie. Fucking legend right there. That's great. Even if you don't like Ariana, that's solid. That's what we should be doing. That's what women should be doing, right? Ariana in a talking head goes, we live these difficult parts of our lives on camera, but if it's something that's actually really mattered to you, regardless, you would do it anyways. He's never tried to talk to me off camera. He could have written something in a fucking letter and left it on the kitchen counter, and I could have read it at my leisure. But if you would only do it on camera, to me, you just showed your true colors. Ariana fucking in, like, this is what's so ridiculous. Like, Tom, just find a place where you can actually feel sorry, because you're not going to win. You are not an effective communicator. You don't make any sense, so much so that I feel bad for you at times. You're not, like, Ariana makes sense. Lala leaving the whiskey event with Sheena. She's like, well, it happened. I fucking broke and I knew I would break. Yeah, we know. You planned it. You're so tough. Song finishes, cause life just brings a tear to my eyes, to my eyes. We hear a producer goes, that's the end. A camera focuses on the San Francisco city night skyline. We hear Schwartz's voice. That was a fucking plot twist. And then we hear Sandoval's voice. I love it, dude. It's good for me. And then he turns into the Joker. He's like, why so serious? Ah. It's so creepy. You know, it's kind of like Sophie tweeted this of like, it's like the final part of the Jinx when he's like, of course I killed them all. Of course. Like, this is it right here. It's good for me, dude. Rock and roll. Tom Sandoval win the season. Hand down. It's right there, man. And I'm so happy that they left that in. And that's why you got to kind of push back sometimes on, you know, saying production. Oh, this Tom Sandoval redemption arc, they only gave it as much as, you know, they tried, but they only gave it as much as Tom would let them get. And Tom like ruined it every opportunity, every angle. Like, what? And by the way, Tom Sandoval on Watch What Happens Live afterwards was like, oh no, dude, what I meant was, and it didn't make any sense what he actually says. And like, Andy didn't really push back at all, but it made no sense. Also in Watch What Happens Live, he said, you know, when he exploded, he's like, oh, Ariana hates all of you. She talks shit about all of you. Tom said on Watch What Happens Live, he's like, listen, I was being like a little crazy, you know, I was kind of being like, just like, you know, exploded, but that's like not really the case. So it's like, you can't really trust anything this guy says. I feel, God, man. But I said this, you know, we watched that moment and immediately my feeling was you feel very empty because you're watching a show about friends who aren't really friends. So there's like this emptiness there. It's like you eat a whole chocolate cake and you just feel gross. Jeremiah wants, oh yeah. So then we go to the after show where Jeremiah's like, let's talk about the conversation we had at the party. And Ariana's like, well, being this is the last few moments of filming and there's not been one mention the entire summer that is any showing me anywhere near remorse or kindness coming in my direction from Sandoval, he knows this is the last moment he will have to redeem himself with the audience. So really hitting that thing of like, she nailed it. And by the way, she knows how Tom operates more than anybody else. Remember, Tom tries to school his women in how to be a reality show person. So she knows his game. And I don't mean his game is so lascivious and dark, because Tom, at the end of the day, in his better moments, just wants to be good, just wants the show to be good. But in the darker moments, it is like flipping narratives and really trying to angle it a certain way. But, you know, she's right. Anyways, Sandoval in his little after show, because they keep flipping back between characters. Sandoval's like, I thought we could have a left shell shock conversation maybe. And Joyce is like, what's done is done, dude. And Jax is in that after show with them too. He's like, you know, it's like, how can I make your life easier? And Sandoval is like, because they were talking about like, oh, seeing Ariana at the reunion and you know, he's like, Jax is like, maybe just like see like how you can make her life easier. And Sandoval's like, well, she's gonna tell me that she wants me to die, dude. Ariana then in a scene goes, well, after the trip to San Francisco, I came back to the house, and it's rare that me and Tom cross paths, but he was laying on the sofa in the TV room and I was in the kitchen. And apparently he didn't need to say something to me that bad in San Francisco, because he didn't say anything in that moment. And we were in the same room. He knows how to email me because I see his letters of intent about the house. But for him, it needed to be said on camera. It needed to be in the zeitgeist and the collective conscious of the viewers. It had nothing to do with me. I think she fucking nails this. Like I like, that's dead on. Like, how are you going to art? Like, that is so the summation of what we've seen. And Jeremiah asks, will you ever forgive him? And Ariana goes, well, I have no desire or need for that. And Katie says, well, you can also forgive him without even letting him know, which I thought was great. Sorry. Sandoval says in his scene, he's like, she's pretty stubborn. One of her strengths. At this point, I would like to talk to her, maybe at the reunion. And Jax is like, yeah, she can't walk away there. and Schwartz is like, yeah, she can. Jeremiah then is like, hey, let's talk about Sandoval approaching. And Ariana's like, well, what makes a better moment? Sandoval crying again or somebody defiantly leaving? So Ariana's positioning that to the producers of like, okay, well, we've seen Sandoval cry every season, but what about a woman defiantly leaving? Like, why isn't that just as entertaining as Sandoval crying? And I think that's great of challenging that, those thoughts, those like, oh, this is what creates a show. No, what creates a show is when we know something is real. And I really, you know, and listen, I don't want to give away too much. Well, I just also will say that I think it probably, I don't want to speak for anybody, but I think it was probably very a relief for Ariana and Katie maybe to see how a lot of people responded to this, because they probably felt a lot of pressure and probably were made to feel really bad for not completely opening up to Sandoval. So it must be highly gratifying to see people respond to this, to actually people see the reality of their situations and what they were trying to be pressured into doing. Anyways, Katie goes, I'm not mad that they were all mad about it. Like, I'm not mad that Ariana left. And then this is where we get to Lala. This is where Lala, to me, really ruined. Like, I was already upset, and to me, this just pushed it over the edge where I was like, this is not necessary. And what are you doing? What are you doing? Because it was just so fucking, this was so fucking gross to me. I'm trying to find it to play for you guys. One sec.
Coast through every single fucking season. And we're asking you to have one conversation with Tom Sandoval. You know, the guy you shoved down our throats for so many years, that guy who you still live with. We're asking you to have one conversation, and you can't do that. Every single person on this show have the tough conversations. We have Brittany here who literally heard audio. I'm sorry to take you back to this place.
It's all right.
Heard audio.
It's okay.
Her man doing whatever with one of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? Everyone, guess what? You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit.
This bitch showed up living her life on camera, what she signed up for, because she's a strong bitch, okay?
As her friend, I completely understood and respected what she did. But it's hard as one of the people who had a lot of those moments this season, i.e. Tahoe and meditation. That was a lot of convincing to get me to go back into that moment with him.
I'm sorry. Doesn't mean you have to be best friends with Sandoval.
I'm not going to be.
Exactly, but it's about talking through that and in this setting for that.
But then I'm like, you know what? This is what I'm here to do. And we're all trying to heal and move on. And this is what I'm here for.
She's like, this is a surprise. She told us she ain't going to be filming with him.
I don't communicate with Tom Sandoval.
Part of me wishes she would, you know, because I love the drama.
Honestly, it would be good for her to kind of close that door and move on. I find it very difficult because ever since I've been in this group, I've been under scrutiny. And I had to be honest about the hardest things I've ever spoken about in my life, which I've never had that conversation with anybody. I've carried it with me for 8 years. I just feel like it's okay. I'm not entitled to have these feelings because my kids are the ones that miss out on this. So then to have that kind of like boundary set by Ariana, I would prefer her to have that conversation or be open to it. And maybe that's why all year I was nagging at that.
Part of me also thinks that, like, she 100% stuck her foot down and didn't have the conversation with Sandoval because she knows that she's going to hate what he has to say. He's not going to say anything she wants to hear. Yeah. Let's just be real. He's going to say some f***ing egotistical bullshit, you know? She's going to hate it, and it's going to ruin her night.
I sympathize with the fact that she doesn't want to do that, and it's probably too soon.
Yes!
That's fine.
Too soon!
But at a certain point, too, in our relationship, we were not being open and honest. And other people were, and I found that unfair.
Yes, you were not being honest. You were cheating on her.
She doesn't want to speak to me, you know, especially how things ended. Definitely the hardest season by far, hardest conversations I've had. The guilt I feel, the people around me who got hurt through the process, like Schwartz, and other people, like, it weighs on me a lot. I feel awful about it. It is what it is. It happened. I'm glad I showed up. I'm glad I had the conversations that I had, that I faced it. It's still going to be a long road ahead, but I'm going to keep showing up, and I'm going to keep having those hard conversations.
I can't fault her for that. It's an honest reaction and a snap judgment, a snap decision from the heart. Completely warranted. There's so many times I wish I could have just walked away. My God, there's a fucking highlight. The worst highlight reel ever playing through my mind right now.
Oh, my God. I'm Tom Sandoval, I'm gonna keep showing up, having the tough conversation, taking like the dip pills and rock and roll in. I just hate when they pat themselves on the back. Like, you really do need to touch grass, everybody in this cast. You know, it's like this whole, like, we show up and have the tough conversations. Like, also, Brock, like, you know, yeah, I get that you don't want to talk about your situation with your kid and you open up on the show. But, like, also, you were in the wrong there. And I'm saying this with love in my heart. Ariana was not in the wrong here. Tom Sandoval needs to open up. You know, like, you genuinely seemed like you felt bad about it. Sandoval still hasn't seemed to felt bad about anything except for how he potentially treated Sheena. Also, I'm still missing that. I didn't have the part of the really bad Lala part where she says, I'm going to be a real, yeah, like she coasts through the season. We were asking you to have one fucking conversation and you can't do that. Like, we are asking you to have one fucking conversation. Well, let us see that scene. Where is the scene of you guys asking her to have this one conversation? Break that fourth wall further. Let's see it. Let's see that scene. Let's see you, Lala, let's see those scenes of you trying to like come at Ariana saying, please have this conversation. And her going, fuck you, Lala. Where's that scene? Show it to us, because now it makes it seem like it's completely false reality that you guys are just staging shit that she's not participating in. It makes us seem, you know, it's like I'm less trustful of somebody like Lala, because it's like, wait, what was going on behind the scenes? Like, we're big enough you know, we can put on our big girl panties and big guy panties and actually see that if that's what's happening. Like, show us. Don't just tell us. You're so angry. But each one of these people have skeletons in their closet. Some of them have still not come out yet. And also, Ariana did talk about it all season long. She just didn't talk about it with Sandoval. She talked about it with you, Brock. Like, she talked like she was not like a brick. Like, she wasn't just a wall. She actually had conversations. Anyways. Jeremiah says, would you say the people who are upset that you, oh, what would you say, Ariana, to the people who are upset that you didn't have that conversation with Tom? Like I said earlier, Ariana said, well, read my contract. That goes for every single cast member on these shows. They exercise it all the time. Brock talks about Tom being a big brother to him in the after show. Tom has been there. He's like, Tom has organized everything, all of the events. If we are left to our own devices, we don't know how to schedule things. I like that. Like, we should forgive Tom because he knows how to work an Excel document. Sheena says that I don't think Brock has been around long enough to make that judgment about Ariana. She says Ariana has been an incredible friend to me, but they built that friendship. Lala and Brittany. Lala's like, yes, Sandoval went above and beyond. And Brittany's like, yeah, look at our wedding. He did very meaningful things. Yeah, they flash back to that wedding and he did very meaningful things. And remember, Jack shat all over him. Everybody is so weird on the show. Brock says Ariana lets simple things become monumental things in her mind. But that's what I'm talking about. Sandoval is lucky enough where he doesn't have a mind that prevents him from like doing these big things. But Ariana, like, I've never related to something so hard of like, I'll do that too. I let simple things become monumental things and it'll literally freeze me and freeze my progress because I'll just be like, and it'll be like so simple. Just be like, oh, sit down and do this. And I'll be like, I can't. Like, it will like fucking freeze me. Lala, then this is the other quote. Lala says, yeah, she becomes God. The entire world was so indifferent to her. No one ever spoke to her. And now what she says goes. And the way she says it was such vitriol and hatred. It's like, it really grossed me out. You got to watch the after show just for this. Like, the entire world was so indifferent to her. And it's like, that's what I love about the world. Is that somebody can have talent and really inspire people and it might not show up for a long time. And then the mixture of the wrong things in the right time, something happens and anything can happen, anything. And that's the magic of life. I mean, Lala, when you said, send it to Daryl in regards to Rachel's email, you never thought that that could actually put a down payment on a house, but look at it. Anything can happen, anything in this life. And I think that's what's great about it. Sheena says, how the fuck are you going to go let her run her? Oh, no, I wrote about that. I was like, Sheena, when you see this, Lala saying this, your girl, how the fuck are you going to let her run her mouth like that? Like, I feel like Lala crosses a line in this after show that I don't know how you would come back from. But like, if we're talking about friendships, like, how much are people going to let this cast like kind of beat up on Ariana just because they won't do a scene with Tom Sandoval, who's kind of gross? And why do we have to go by this old rubric that Sandoval is the one that makes this show go around? What if we like explore different options? But DJ James Kennedy immediately to this, he goes, that's such a la-la thing to say. And you can break that down. DJ James Kennedy actually seems like he's working, you know, with a brain here. Brock is like, no one would think this would have the impact that it would. You know, none of us would think it. You know, and DJ James Kennedy's like, listen, she's grateful, Ariana. She's working her ass off. Are you kidding me? Ariana then in her scene says, I worked hard to be decent at what I'm trying to do. I took acting classes, theater, and at a point in time, regardless of what happened, I was working hard. And it's like, how dare she feel good for herself and find success without being dramatic or like just labeling her an egomaniac? And Sheena says, I don't think it's jealousy with Lala. Because Lala herself is built an empire. Yeah, it's like, yeah, everybody can build empires. But Sheena's like, well, I don't think it's jealousy with Lala. And I'm like, what do you think it is at a certain point? Like, I don't want to believe the jealousy thing either. But at a certain point, you've got to understand how it reads on camera. It's like the show shows us things. So is it the show's fault and how it's edited together that it does come off like really hardcore jealousy? And that's the thing I didn't understand either, is because Sheena's right. Lala does have her own empire. So I don't get it. She says, I think Lala was at her breaking point. She had a lot of tough conversations. Her and Katie were at each other's throats, Sheena says, this season. And after she got cheated on, she still showed up. But yeah, she still showed up, but Randall didn't have to show up. So it's different. Like, how would have Lala reacted if Randall kept having to show up on show? It would be much different. Lala lost her mind when Schwartz played pickleball with him. But it's that coulda, woulda, shoulda Monday morning quarterback thing. Sheena says, she's like, Katie and Lala, did they wish they got more love from the group when they got cheated on? We all felt that way in the group. You can still be happy for that person and still wish you had gotten love, Sheena says. Lala says, off camera, everyone was pissed off at Ariana, how she maneuvered through the season. All of a sudden, what Ariana says goes, no one questions it. So I want to know more about that comment. Lala says, everyone off camera was pissed. So what does that mean, Lala? What conversations were you having? Do you mean Alex Baskin? Do you mean the cast? Like, what is it? But that's the thing with like groups, though. You can get people talking shit pretty quickly. And I wonder if Lala was like the ringleader in a lot of that. Brittany says in the scene with Lala, she's like, it sounds like you might need to move to the Valley. Sheena says it took a lot of time to get to the San Francisco conversation. With Ariana, Sheena says she was losing sleep and losing weight. She was not herself. Ariana in her scene says, listen, I never told her, Sheena what to do. I always held space for her, but I am not Sheena's diary. And I thought that was brilliant. Like, yeah, it's like, Sheena, you do not have to tell me all of this stuff. But there were so many fascinating conversations in this. Now, we got an article that came out right as I was starting this recap 8 hours ago. And I thought this was very interesting. Page six. Our boy Evan Real is reporting, and I thought this was interesting. And at the end of the day, I think is false, but let me read it for you. Okay, it says, according to Page Six, Lala Kent is in talks to join season two of The Valley. If it happens, she's still expected to take part in the next season of Pump Rules. How about taking part in none of it? No, listen, I am hearing from my source is that this is not a full-time cast member position, but it would be more like it was this season where you would have cameos with Sheena and Lala as well, is that there would be just be crossovers. That's what I'm hearing. But and just think about this logistically too, is that The Valley doesn't need another cast member right now. They're getting pretty decent ratings. You don't need, nobody needs to save The Valley right now. So you don't need to add that storyline, even if it might make sense in some ways. And the other thing is, remember, Bravo and these production companies do not throw money hand over fist at these shows. They keep budgets really, really tight. So I don't think they would actually pay Lala her salary unless Lala is willing to take a deep pay cut just to be on TV, which I don't know. But also my first thought when I read that is like, oh, is that a bone that they threw her for potentially being a production pet in certain ways this season? That was a thought I had as well. But yeah, I saw that came out, and you just never know with these things. Remember, we can put out anything at any time and get a little traction on it, and it doesn't necessarily have to be true, or there can be like a little piece of truth to it, but not all the way true. If that makes sense. I think that's it, folks. I think we did it. We got to the end. There's so much other Bravo news coming up or going on that I do still need to talk about, maybe in Friday's episode when I recap The Valley, but a lot of other stuff going, some OC news, all of this. But yeah, that's it, folks. We made it. The reunion, the first 7 minutes are online. You can already say Sandoval already kind of like calls Rachel a coward in the first 7 minutes. So you're like, okay, man, let the growth continue. Let the growth continue. Oh, I don't want to leave you guys, but my voice is thrashed and I've pretty much said everything that I possibly could say, but we've done it. We've gotten to another season. We all are going to be doing the reunion. So we're not done yet. And we'll be talking with guests about all of this because there is just so much craziness, because I just think it's one of those things that you try to make sense of it. And no matter how you cut it, you can't really make sense. You can't really make full sense of it. And I really just want to understand where Lala is coming from. And I just feel like she is ruled by anger. Oh, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for the audio clip of Lala's podcast where she was like, fuck everybody. I'm not going to talk about this. You know, like I'm done talking about season 11 after the reunion. I'm done. And it looks like she's like throwing a hissy fit on her podcast. But it's like, of course you're done talking about it. You spent the last month and a half like talking mad shit, even off of the show. You must be exhausted about talking about it. But just because shit doesn't go your way, like I don't know. I think always true heroes, and I would go for Sandoval as well, are people that like actually listen, take something in, and, you know, actually kind of respect the audience in a certain way. It doesn't make you less than to realize, like, to watch your behavior and go, I don't necessarily understand fully what I was doing in these scenes. I don't know, but it was just, I feel like Lala, unfortunately, is one of the losers of the season, when the loser of the season should have just been Sandoval and then Schwartz. And then, like, it was just so easy. But I don't know, maybe a lot of you guys agree with Lala. And of course, I want to leave room for that. This is just how I see things. So I know people get really upset if they disagree. So I hope everybody's leaving. Let's all leave. It's good. It's fun. We did it. I'm so happy we're done. We did it together as a family. So that's great. I'm just trying to find something funny to play for you guys. Here. Okay, let's leave you with this. Let's see.
I can't believe
what?
That Tom Zandoval had Raquel over when Ariana's away.
I know.
In the jacuzzi as well.
What?
And she stayed all night. Yeah.
I know.
Are you
Are you spreading rumors?
I can't believe that. Have a great Thursday, you guys. I'll talk to you very, very soon. If you like this show, remember to leave it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I know that's a pain in the butt, but it really does help the show. I really do appreciate it. And hey, chumps, if you're listening from Jeff Lewis, we did it, man. Woo! Okay, bye, guys. So Bad It's Good is a Betches Media production. The show is hosted and produced by me, Ryan Bailey, with Meditza Lopez and Sandra Fryer. Additional support provided by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Steinberg. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. Video promotion by Laura Valencia. Be sure to send us your emails at sobaditsgoodwithryanbailey@gmail.com and follow the show at sobaditsgoodwithryanbailey on Instagram. And for additional craziness, go to patreon.com/sobaditsgood. Stay bad, baddies. Thank you to our sponsor, Hulu. Their new reality series, Vanderpump Villa, is an unfiltered portrait of what it is like to work in the glamorous French countryside while striving to impress Lisa Vanderpump. As guests arrive for their lavish vacation, the Vanderpump Villa staff are pushed to their limits, ready to cater to every whim, all the while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Betches.